This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1131. Are you using not only wrong?
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
You know you can increase your grammar score on IELTS with complex sentence structures, but do you know if you're doing it correctly? Today you'll learn how to use not only, but also in two different ways for Band 9 grammar.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Aubrey, welcome to Casual Day here on IELTS Energy.
I know if you guys are watching this on YouTube, but Jessica and I were just like, we're dressed really cash today, but maybe it's okay. I'm like in a hoodie and a rusty taco t-shirt. It's like a taco place near my house. What are you wearing, Jessica?
A super old Fender t-shirt that like a friend had from high school. This t-shirt's from like 1992.
Oh my gosh, you win.
Guys, remember that we do put this podcast on our YouTube channel twice a week. So 2 out of the 3 episodes a week are on YouTube with video. So if you want to see our super cash t-shirts, go to our YouTube channel, IELTS Energy TV. I like this as a speaking part one slang adjective, cash instead of casual, because you're asked about shopping clothes style sometimes. So that's a great adjective, guys, to put in your vocab notebooks. And before we get to today's lesson, it's about grammar, and we can't tell you how useful this is because this is like a mistake we see constantly. This might be one of the most common sentence structure mistakes we see what we're talking about today, right? But before we get to that, guys, we need to remind you of our New Year's challenge. You can get it right now. Aubrey, you've been checking this challenge out. What do you think so far?
Yes, I was looking at the lessons. It's a very cool, you guys. It's so awesome that it's multi-levels of what you're getting from this. So not only are you able to get a jump start on your English language learning at the beginning of the year, but also built into it are all of these great challenges and activities that can help you become a better you from the get-go, January 1st, healthier eating, healthier mindset. It's just a win-win, you guys.
Yep, totally. If you've been listening to our podcasts for a while, you know how into self-improvement and positive mindset we all are here at All Ears English. And this is all in this New Year's challenge, guys. So there's only 2 days left that you can get in on this challenge. You get something new every day for 5 days. So check it out. Go to allearsenglish.com/new. 2022. Remember, there's only 2 days left to get this. I want to give a huge shout out to 3Key student Bruno, who got an overall 8 on his IELTS exam. And this is the first time he took the exam, guys. So he chose to do 3Keys IELTS before he took his first test so he would be ready and he could just be done the first time. Listening 9, reading 8, writing 7, speaking 7. Amazing.
Yes. Amazing. Congratulations. So awesome.
So awesome. All right. So we have some very interesting questions to answer this week from students. And today is a grammar question. Aubrey, can you read that email, please?
Yes. So it says, my name is Fujian, and I have been following your updates on the podcast for nearly 5 years. Your lessons are remarkable and give me broad insight into the world of English language, and I'm forever grateful. I love emails like this. Thank you.
Me too.
So I'm currently studying for IELTS, and I've run into a problem regarding one sentence. The sentence is, houses are not only capable of creating a warm and cozy environment, but also bear invaluable past events in their concrete walls and their structures as a whole. Ooh, great sentence.
Oh my gosh.
I know, right?
Great sentence.
Could you please tell me if this sentence is correct?
It's a band nine sentence. Not only because of grammar, but also vocabulary.
Exactly, right? Double
whammy.
There's
a good example. So guys, we're going to explain the grammar behind not only, because everybody uses this incorrectly. We're going to tell you two ways correctly that you can use that grammar structure. But we want to dive into some of the vocab words here too, because it's also band nine vocab. So not only capable, I like capable instead of able to or can, right? Cozy. This is one of our favorite adjectives. Three Key students love this adjective. It's in the course. What does cozy mean?
Yeah, I'm comfortable, but it is a little more slangy. So yeah, this hoodie I'm wearing is very cozy. Just comfortable, snug.
Yeah, that's what we are in our cozy cash clothes today.
Right.
Invaluable. I really love that adjective instead of good, nice, worthy, important. It could mean all of those things, but in the extreme.
And that verb, bear invaluable past events, right? That's very rare. So it's very high level. And it's a little bit tricky because there are so many homonyms for bear, right?
So
there's a bunch of meanings for bear. So you have to be careful with this. But to use it this way, to say bear past events, is a very high level.
Yeah, and the meaning is pretty basic. It's just like have or show, right? Like it contains both of those verb meanings, I would say, like bear, to have, to show.
To contain, sort of.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it. It's so good. And it's spelled B-E-A-R, same as the animal. That is a tough homonym. Bear, bear, bear. So many bears. And concrete walls, like putting that material in there, the concrete. Now, what is this, like, what does this sentence even mean? It can be confusing because it's long, the grammar is complex, and the vocabulary is complex. So how would you explain this in simple terms?
Yeah, so we're talking about the benefits of a house, probably versus a different type of dwelling, maybe an apartment. And
sure.
Giving these benefits of a house, that they are capable of creating this warm and cozy environment and also have in their walls this history, right?
Yeah.
Contain these past events within these walls, right? So someone who used to live there would go and have all these memories from living in this home as a child, maybe.
There was just an episode of Bob's Burgers that this reminds
Not where I thought I was going to go.
I love, you guys, this is one of my favorite TV shows of all times, to all time. It's a cartoon. James and I love it. They always have really good Thanksgiving episodes. But anyway, there was an episode of Bob's Burgers recently where this family that used to live in their apartment came back for a family reunion and wanted to visit their apartment. And so they came in and was like talking about all their family memories from when they lived there. So it encapsulates this sentence.
There's a brand new movie on Netflix right now with Sandra Bullock called Unforgivable, or The Unforgivable, something like that. Have you seen it yet?
No,
it's fantastic. It's brand new like this week. So
cool.
You guys haven't seen it yet, I highly recommend. She's such a phenomenal actress, but there's sort of a pivotal scene where she goes back to her childhood home where something very devastating happened. So she's having all of these memories, and it's exactly like this. The house, the walls of this house contain all these memories for her. So Bob's Burgers and I want to say it's Unforgivable is what it's called. So good.
That's fantastic. All right. So let's get into the grammar, guys. So The first way we recommend you use not only is as at the beginning of a sentence, but this is very tricky for a lot of students because there's two clauses, not only and but also. Now, the not only clause is inverted, which means the verb goes first. So just think about it like you say not only, and then it's like a question structure. Like, do you have a great time?
Exactly.
Something like that. So here is incorrect grammar, something we see all the time with this sentence. Not only we decrease pollution, but we save lives. So that is totally wrong, totally horrible grammar, right? We're missing that auxiliary verb, that helping verb, that question verb that has to go after not only, all right? So this is so important, guys. So what is that sentence correctly, Aubrey?
Yeah, so it should be not only do we decrease pollution, but we save lives, right? Just like you said, we're inverting the subject and verb, and you have to have that auxiliary, that modal, that helping verb. Otherwise, it's nonsensical. It doesn't make sense at all.
Doesn't make sense. It sounds so grating to, like, especially an English teacher when we read that. I'm like, no!
Yeah, and to any native, they're going to be confused. It's going to be confusing because it's so off. It makes it difficult to even understand what you're saying or writing. So this really is a big grammar error that you want to avoid making.
And guys, because this is such a complex sentence, this really goes a long way for your grammar score when you use it correctly. Right. So this is one of those times when like students are asking, like, how do we improve grammar? How do we have better sentence structures? Learn just a few complex sentence structures and learn them correctly, you know, because if you try to use it and it's wrong, it's not going to help your score. Right. So really pay attention today, guys. This is also going to be on our blog, so definitely go to allearsenglish.com and look at episode 1131, and you can see this grammar and these example sentences in there, both the correct and incorrect. Okay, so the second way we use not only but also is in the middle of a sentence, right? So this is a little bit different. It's not inverted. It's not a question there. So the most important thing to remember here is parallelism. It's the same when we're using conjunctions, right? Parallelism. It just means that you have to have the same word forms on both sides of the not only and the but also. Okay. So here, for example, is something that is wrong. They are not only very smart, but also are good looking. And at first glance, it seems like it's almost correct. Like, it's so close to being correct, but it's not, guys. It's wrong because we have not only very smart, we have not only adverb adjective, and then, but also verb. That is not parallel. So to correct it, guys, we have to have parallel grammar. They are not only very smart, but also good looking. So you have to have adjectives. It has to be the same.
Yes, exactly. I see with both of these, whether you're using it at the beginning of the sentence or in the middle like this, I see a lot of problems with after the comma, but also. And it's just like you're saying, it's that it's not parallel. Because if it's at the beginning of the sentence, we might have a student say, like, not only do we decrease pollution, but also save lives. Because you don't have your auxiliary verb, your verb, your subject matching the beginning of the sentence.
Right.
It's still wrong, right? For both, you have to have it be parallel, just like Jessica's saying. I love that you're recommending that students come to the blog because this is complicated enough that you'll need to see example sentences. We'll put everything you need there to make sure that you understand how to use this because just like you said, it's so high level. We want you to be able to use it, but you have to use it word. It's like an idiom where it has to be word for word correct.
Yeah.
Or it's a big problem.
That's a good point. And the most complicated structures are like that, right?
Right.
Same with the most complicated verb tenses. So we see students sort of taking risks and trying to use this very fancy grammar all the time, but in the wrong way. Like, your grammar score will actually be higher if you just use simple and compound sentences perfectly than if you try complex sentences and get them wrong. You know, like, it's more important to have these correct sentences than to have fancy grammar. So that's the first tip. Don't try to be too fancy. But we know you do want to be fancy because you want higher scores. So study this grammar structure, guys, the not only, but also the two ways that you could use it. And then you could use it in both writing and speaking and really impress the examiner.
Yes, we've had quite a few students in our Three Keys Facebook group post sentences recently using this grammar structure and just asking, can you just confirm this is correct? Because they realize they're using it and sometimes it's correct and sometimes it's not. And to really be able to figure it, you have to figure it out. You have to practice. You have to put it into use and then get that feedback to make sure it's right. So guys, if you're not yet in Three Keys, get in that Facebook group so that you can get this immediate feedback on your sentences, on your grammar, so that you don't have to waste time searching and trying to figure it out. So you can always go to allersenglish.com/keys. to sign up and get immediate access to that Facebook group.
Yep. Awesome. And remember, guys, we want to challenge you to be the best you in 2022.
So good.
So guys, go to allearsenglish.com/new, N-E-W, 2022. That's 2022. This is a long thing to explain. allearsenglish.com/new 2022. All right. Awesome. Aubrey, I like being super cash today.
I know. This super is cozy. Cozy and cozy.
All right, Aubrey, I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.